Yeah. Olympic fields.
Sunday. Guess who we have on our show Sunday? Jason Knight. So he's going to be with us on the Sunday show.
Keep that frequency clear.
Golly, this is so great. Let's watch them fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are...
Edge.
Coming at you.
Coming at you.
Welcome to another edition of AMP Radio, another MMA podcast. We're coming at you live and unedited from the mean streets of Danville, California, Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Hopefully, Pam is still above water in Wilmington, North Carolina. And, of course, the star of the show, Marco from Waco, who does not watch the only TV show, by the way, Proteus, that's in Waco, that's filmed in Waco. That's a success. He will not watch it. And I asked him about it, Proteus. I was like, why don't you watch it? And he said,
who the fuck is that guy?
Thank you. I just ruined the music, Proteus, since I was playing Darn, you I did. Love that song. By the way, do you guys ever just like listen to or watch the weigh-ins and then listen to the fact that our music is playing in the background while they're getting weighed?
I do. There it is.
Are you too busy watching Britney?
Sometimes.
What's the other one's
sometimes
name? Ariana?
I'm too busy. Sometimes
Ariani? Ariani.
Cue the music.
Oh, boy. Cue the music. We're going to definitely have to cut that out. Let's meet the host, guys. Ladies first. You know how we do it on the show, Proteus. Fighting at the Duke Blue Devil corner, much to Proteus' chagrin, with...
Ooh.
A bird, Cedric, that may have made it on the Pirates of the Caribbean. Hit it!
Hey everyone, what's going on? I survived the hurricane.
Tammy, I think it's time for you to cut your promo for Sunday.
Sunday. Guess who we have on our show Sunday? Jason Knight. So he's going to be with us on the Sunday show. How exciting is that?
And he's going to give us some Southern tips as well. How do you like that, Tammy?
Yes.
I don't need any Southern tips. Thank you.
Excuse me? Oh, my God. You guys are out of control.
Excuse me, bitch.
Okay.
You guys are definitely out of control. Oh, boy. All right, guys, let's meet.
Tip.
Let's meet the man who once had a nickname of Vern. Know what I mean, Vern? Cue the music.
Waza!
Waza!
That's right. And by the way, guys, I don't know if this is just Tammy's magic or, of course, the fact that we had the one and only Tom the Tank Galicchio on. We actually were up 300 listeners, guys, this weekend. And I actually sent Proteus a text. I was like, Proteus, what do you think about that?
Stupid!
Thanks a lot, Proteus. Good Lord. Oh, my God.
Thank you, dummies.
Thank you. All right, let's meet the star of the show, guys. The guy who refuses to watch the only show, guys, that's from Waco. That's a very popular show. Hit the music.
Marco.
That's right. Of course, before we even get into the fights, we continue to not take care of our sponsor, Proteus. Cue it.
All right. Let's count it down in 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let me bust into the entertainment here. So we can tell you about our
sponsor. Excuse me?
Wow. trying to do a professional read here. And Tony gives me the gears.
Sorry.
Oh, wow.
3, 2, 1. Oh, wow. Hit it.
No, no. Now you threw me off. Now I'm going to have to start. Now I'm going to have to start all over, Tony.
Please do.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Ready.
Oh, I'm trying to find it. Because you threw it on me real quick.
Oh! That's what she said.
There we go. 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, let me bust into the action real quick and let me tell you about our sponsor for this evening. We are brought to you tonight by Lavasi International. Lavasi International is bringing masculine designs to your bathroom. Lavasi is the exclusive retailer of handcrafted ceramic sinks, combining a handmade manufacturing process with an industrial finish. If you're looking for something different, check out their tribal design, spike design, or maybe their puzzle design, just to name a few. That's check them out at www.lavasi.co.uk. That's www.lovasi.co.uk. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, they are now shipping to the United States of America and Canada. And now, back to the show.
What's the promo code, Proteus?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Tony. The promo code is FANGO, and you will go ahead and save yourself 25% off of any purchase. Now, back to the show.
How about that, you guys? Proteus doing a read. It may not be 5 hour. You know, we actually should get 5 hour to sponsor our show, right, Marco? We'll get them to sponsor, give us some caffeine that we don't need, maybe even get Aaron to sing us some songs. That might work out, right, Aaron? Thank you.
I've never had one.
You've never.
I just want to see the thousands of pennies we're going to get out of the sponsorship.
That's right. Hold on. Did you just say you never had one?
I've never had one.
Never had one. Of what?
Wow. A 5 hour. Yeah, five. Wow. I've never had a 5 hour.
Excuse
I've never
me,
had
bitch.
A Red Bull. I've never had a Monster. I've never had.
Not even a vodka Red Bull. Not even a vodka.
Uh-uh. Nope.
You know you. You know what you don't know what you're missing.
These jokes went all over their head, Tony. Move on.
No, I was not paying attention.
Yeah, all right. All right, guys, let's move up, and hopefully we can get Marco's mic a little closer to his mouth. That's going to sound wrong. All right, guys, let's move up because Pammy added a fight, you guys. So we're a little off in terms of direction, but we'll get back on it, and, of course, she lost the cue the music as well.
That's
so
what she said.
Let's go into the fight, guys. Exactly.
Are there any cue the music songs?
I don't think so. To the middleweight we go, guys.
Yes.
All right, let's go into it, guys. Hang on. Got to start all over again. To the middleweight we go, guys. Christoph Yakov, 28 years young, 19-2, 6-1, and of course the favorite, Proteus, at a minus 200. He will fight one of my favorite fighters, even though by everything you read, he's kind of difficult to work with. Uriah Primetime Hall, 33 years young, guys, 12-8, and unfortunately I think I've seen a lot of those 8s recently, 6 feet tall, a plus 160. One of the best fighters in terms of style that I've seen. Yako, of course, as Marco and I discussed, last loss to David Branch on his return to the UFC. And before that, he was on a 5-fight UFC win streak. We go to you, Prados. Will it be Yako? Will it be Uriah Primetime Hall?
Yeah, I think this is a really tough matchup, Tony, to be honest with you, because we kind of saw a fight like this last week as well with as Marco called them, a gatekeeper. And I think perhaps we're seeing that Hall is starting to get into that kind of a position. And Jotko is a dangerous fella. I picked him in that fight against Branch the last time out. Of course, it didn't go my way, but as Marco pointed out, Branched him. And I think that Jotko is going to be able to perform here. I think that this is going to be fireworks, this fight. If we were going to do a spotlight fight of the night, Tony, this would have been my spotlight fight of the night, because I think we're going to have two really aggressive strikers going at each other, and I think it's going to be a great fight. I'm going to take Jotko again. As I said, I think Hall is more of a gatekeeper as of late, and I think he's going to lose this one as well against the rising star in Krzysztof Jotko. Sorry.
So Proteus going with the second round KO. Unfortunately, I'm not going to give it up yet. That's what she said. But unfortunately, I don't think that's far from the truth. So Proteus going with the second round TKO. We go to the one and only Marco. Marco, do you agree with Proteus?
Not at this point, no. You know, I Christian Jacko fight with David Branch suck. He didn't show me anything to think that he's actually more talented than Uriah Hall. Uriah Hall, for whatever reason, he never lives up to his talent, but we cannot deny that he's a talented son of a gun, dude. He never lives up to his potential, but this is not a fight that he loses. He usually loses to guys that are like upper level. You know, whenever he has to jump, get over the hump to become the guy, that is when he loses. Christian Jacobs is not a guy. I actually think Uriah Hall is gonna put it on this guy, and I'm gonna think he's gonna style on him. Jacobs is tailor-made for Uriah Hall. Uriah Hall is a counter puncher, and Christian Jacobs likes to come forward, and that's just invite for him to get like hit on and a counter punch, and then maybe we see one of those crazy styling kicks as Uriah Hall does. Like, remember the Giga Musashi combination instead of Mortal Kombat. I'm ready with Uriah Hall. I think he's gonna knock this dude out. If anything, we know that Hall is tough as hell. Remember, he fought a full fight with a broken toe that was just bone exposed and everything. So I'm picking a Hall with a second round KO to go.
Wow. So Marco, and damn good analysis too, by the way, son of a gun. All right. So Marco, picking Hall, same thing. Second round KO, TKO, of course, to us, KO and TKOs will work the same on the show. We go to the beautiful Pam. Pam, will it be Jotko or will it be Uriah prime time Hall?
Okay. You know what? Uriah Hall's claim to fame is that kick to the face he did on Tough. And ever since then, I mean, he's a good fighter, but like I said, he's a head case. You don't ever know where he is. You don't ever know which Uriah Hall is going to show up. And I've said this every time that he fights, I say this, and you don't ever know which one he's going to fight, which Uriah Hall is coming to fight. He's coming off of three losses to Musasi, Brunson, and Bobby Knuckles. Both of these fights, the last two fights that he lost were round one, were done in round one. His last win was in 2015 against Musasi, but then he turned around and lost to Musasi in round one. He's known for legs, great legs, kicking, striking. So this fight, it's interesting because they're kind of like opposite, and a lot of these fights are very opposite this time. So whoever was did these matches, right on. But Krzysztof, unorthodox striker, he's aggressive, a great ground game. He five wins before his loss to David Branch, brown belt in jiu-jitsu. He's coming off American Top Team versus Uriah Hall Extreme Couture. I just think this one is, even if Uriah Hall mentally is there, it's going to go decision. I'm picking Krzysztof Jotko by decision on this one.
So Pammy going Jotko via decision. Proteus going second round TKO for Yako, I believe. Marco going Hall, second-round KO. You know what, guys? I'm flip-flopping. I agree with Marco, you guys, because I'm actually looking, when Pam was talking, I was actually looking at Yako's record, guys, and Marco's right. Hall, we don't know where his head is. We never know where his head is. That's the problem. I mean, this guy should be competing for the belt. I mean, he's that talented, but unfortunately, we don't know where his head is. But I can tell you this, if you look at Yako's background, and Marco's right on this, guys, look who he's fought. There's a major speed difference between Yako and Hall. And if you look at who he's lost to, Latis and Branch, the only guys that kind of have a little bit of speed, Branch obviously not the fastest guy, but he's a little older. I think somehow Hall puts it together, won't go for four straight losses. And if he does, guess what? He's headed to Bellator, hopefully. But I think Uriah Hall takes this one, guys. I'm going with Marco. Second round TKO, Hall. Crickets. All right, guys. Let's move up. You know what, guys? That's messed up. I actually had to use the extended Bay Area hotline, which isn't really. I had to call Stockton for that. Right, Nate?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. All right.
You're not right.
I'm telling you. You know what? He. Go ahead, Proteus.
Would we like to give the odds on this one, DJ Tony?
I would. And this is for the belt, right?
Your bitch-ass belt, too.
Damn. All right. I guess. All right. And Yako, of course, with the minus 200 being the favorite. Uriah Hall coming back at a plus 160. Let's move up, guys, because the last thing we need is anyone playing.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Thank you, Nate. All right, guys, let's move up. That one didn't work as well as I thought. All right, let's go, guys. To the lightweight we go. I'm flipping it around here. Tony Martin. You know what? That would be a good one to grab is that drop of Buffer saying Tony. Tony Martin, 27 years young, guys, 12-3, 6 feet, a plus 100 underdog. He will fight one of Proteus's favorites, and probably the only Canadian on the card, Olivier Aubin Mercier, 28 years young, 9-2 with his glasses, 5'9", the favorite at a minus 130. The Canadian, of course, on a two-fight win streak, 4-1 in his last five. Martin on a three-fight win streak and 4-1 in his last five. This is a darn good fight. Proteus, we go to you. Will it be Canada's own Aubin Mercier, or will it be Tony Martin? No relation to Ricky.
First of all, Tony has done it again.
Thank you, sir.
Secondly, you're welcome. Again, another really tight fight here. Wow, that's what she said, I guess. Sorry. I apologize. God.
We're on a roll tonight.
We are definitely on a roll tonight, Pam. You are correct about that one. Listen, guys, I don't know a great deal about Tony Martin, except he's, you know, won his last three fights in a row in the UFC, all, of course, on fight night cards. So, you know, he's been fighting a certain type of competition. Aubin Mercier, of course, has not been blowing the world up. You know what I mean? It's not as if he's everybody's talking about him. He's, 3-1 in his last four. I think this here is a very good contest. It's maybe a very evenly matched contest. We're going to see the wrestling of Aubin Mercier, obviously trying to be on display here. I don't know a lot about Martin, so I can't really speak to his performance all that much. I'm going to take Aubin Mercier. I'm going to take him by decision, probably split decision, because Tony Martin is probably going to come to fight. I apologize for my ignorance on Tony Martin here, Tony, because Tony has done it again.
It feels good.
That's right.
Oh, that didn't sound bad.
Break it up.
That did not sound bad. Right? Although, you might not want to sing that again. We do need it. Sing it again, Pammy.
It feels good.
That's not bad, you guys. And you know what? She should be singing this week because of her picks. So we're going to go there. All right. We go to the one and only Marco. Or rather, actually, why did I mess up there? That should have gone to Marco. Marco, we go to you. Will it be Tony Martin or will it be the beautiful Marco? Or will it be Olivier, Alvin, Mercier?
I'm going to go with the non-commodity. I'm the Canadian, Obama Mercier is a non-commodity. Yeah. Tony Martin, a little bit of an unknown. Because seeing the Canadian, you know, he's a favorite for a reason. I've seen the very line is about right. I also agree with Proteus that if the line is this close, probably Tony's going to show up for maybe one round. But Obama Mercier's grappling is going to take over. The only reason we take this fight is because we're going to honor our homeboy from the north, Proteus. I show some love to the Canadian Obama Mercier. And I'm riding with Obama Mercier. It's going to be a decision, probably unanimous 29-28. Enough for talking about these fights. Let's move to the best ones, the better ones.
Yeah. Hey, hang on, Tony, before you move on, just let me comment real quickly. I mean, Tony Martin last beat Johnny Case. And, of course, Johnny Case is probably the guy that you have said to us most often on this show. What happened to Johnny Case?
It's true. I have said that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, Pammy just gave us a little bit of the.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, it's speechless.
That's right. All right. Did we lose Proteus?
I'm still here, sir.
All right, guys. I thought I lost you. All right. Yeah, let's move on. Thank God we have editing, right? We go to the beautiful Pam. Pammy, will it be Ricky Tony Martin or will it be OAM? We know him that well. Proteus does. That we don't even call him Olivier Alvin Mercier. We just call him OAM. Yeah, you know me.
Okay, well, there's going to be no visa loca tonight. You know, this is really going to be a great fight. And both of them are so well matched. But Olivier Aubin Mercier, he's so cute, first of all. So cute. But, you know, I think he just has, check this out, more tools in his shed. You know, he's a black belt in judo, brown belt in jiu-jitsu, a blue belt in taekwondo. And I just think he's a little bit more polished. But
do we need to play pony?
I do what? Yeah, he's more polished. Yeah, he's more polished than Tony.
Do we need to play pony?
No. Well, yeah, let's do some pony.
Sounded like it.
Not for Tony, but for Olivier. Because he is so cute. How cute is he? But anyway, I just think that he is, I think it's going to be a really great fight, though. But I'm picking Olivier. I'm actually going with a second round submission. Both of these guys are submission artists with 8 subs, each of them. But I'm going to take Olivier with a second round submission.
Wow, so Pam going, really?
He's like nerdy cute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what is it with
he's very white.
You got Elias Teodoro, Ovan Mercier, George Sampier. What is it with that?
Good point.
It's Siberia, man.
I know.
He's a little cutie and he's so sweet, so anyway.
Good Canadian boy.
That's a damn good point. Yeah. But guess what, guys? I'm going with Pam. I'm going OAM. No relation to OMD. I'm going with second round sub, third round sub. Let's go with the third round submission, rear naked choke. How about that? Marco, I'm calling the submission. Third round, rear naked choke. All right, let's move up, guys.
Yeah,
we're doing
that's what she said.
Hey, no, it's not like you're not picking out the most common submission in MMA.
Wow, ba-dum boom.
Ooh. All right, let's call it the darts then.
Oh.
Well, do that other one. What's that other one?
Now we're talking.
Now what's the other one? The Frederick? What's that other one? The Frederick?
The Von Fluke?
What's this one?
A Fluke?
No.
Anaconda. We got the Von Fluke.
I don't think there's anything called Frederick, to be honest with you.
Well, not
yeah,
Frederick.
I don't think so. It's the Von Fluke.
No, the one it's from the top, from the bottom, whatever. All of it, anyway.
That's what she said.
All right, that's what she said. Let's move up. Like Mark always says, there's nothing to see. Let's move up. All right. We're going to go to a fight that Pam insisted. If this fight's not on, I'm not on. So I said, okay, we got to do it. Sergio, the Panther, Moraes, 35. Let me say that again. 35 years old. I'll say it one more time so you guys believe it.
Mm-mm.
35 years old. 12, 2, and 1. Remember, if you say something three times, you start to believe it. 35 years old, guys. 6 feet tall. The plus 425 underdog. He will fight Kamaru. The tough finale winner with no bonus prize because the Black Zillions never paid him. 29 years young. 10-1, 6 feet tall, a -650 favorite. The former Brazilian's member, Marty, by the way, guys, is what they used to call him. Don't forget, the Nigerian Nightmare Usman. By the way, do the Brazilians still exist? Who the heck knows? Usman, 5-0 in the UFC, hasn't lost in his last nine professional fights. He went 1-1 and hasn't lost in nine professional fights. He will fight the Brazilian Panther, who's 4-0-1 in his last five UFC fights and 6-1-1 in all of his UFC fights. Marco, we go to you, Marco. Actually, we will go to Pam because she called it. Pammy, we go to you. Will it be Sergio Moraes or will it be Kamaru, Marty, Usman?
You know what? The reason that I wanted this fight is this is going to be a really, really great fight. I mean, both of these guys are bringing so much to the table. Sergio Moraes is jiu-jitsu, endurance, ground and pound, Muay Thai. You know, I can go
I'm
over
joking.
And whoop somebody's ass right now.
Oops. All right.
But anyway,
there it is.
I think it's just going to be an exciting fight. Moraes is he's a Muay Thai champion. He's a three-time Jiu-Jitsu Black Belt World Champion. Usman is a three-time NCAA All-American, coming off 9 straight wins. It's just going to be an exciting fight. But I'm picking Kamaru Usman, and I am going to go second-round TKO for this one.
You have to admit, though, Pam, this is a major, I mean, Moraes is a major underdog in this fight. So that's why I'm surprised. Yeah,
he is. But, I mean, it's like I said earlier, it's kind of a lot like they're putting opposite fighters against each other. Moraes has 1 KO and 7 subs. Usman's got 5 KOs and 1 sub. Both of them have 4 decisions. So it's actually on paper. It's going to be a really close fight. I think it's going to be one of the better fights.
Wow. All right. But I don't see it as being close.
But I'm a girl.
You're a beautiful girl, and everyone seems to like your photos of you studying the fights, apparently.
Yeah,
it made
me
thirsty. I will say that. Yes. Proteus,
you are
we
thirsty.
Go to you. Yeah. Proteus, will it be Kamaru, Marty, Usman, or will it be Sergio Morales, no relation to the great Sarah Morris.
Right. I see what you did there. On that one.
I got crickets
and,
on that one, right?
You did. And by the way, that's probably one of my most favorite views on the Twitterverse, Pam studying for her fights. But let's move on to the fight. Yeah. Move on to the fight. Yeah, the record scratch. I think I'm going to go with Pam here. I think Usman gets it done early. I just think that he's the younger guy. He's the more powerful fella. I mean, the Nigerian nightmare? Come on, man. I mean, I'm scared of him already just because of that name. I wouldn't want to be in there.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, it's not like you can do a Nigerian bad dream. That just doesn't flow.
Okay. I don't know what that was about, but I'm going to go on. I think that Usman gets it done early. I think I'm going to agree with Pam, second round, TKO. I don't know, man. He's the younger fighter. He's the ranked fighter. He's, I don't know, got everything going for him. So I'm going to ride with Usman. You all can make fun of me for whatever I did there, but that's his nickname, the Nigerian Nightmare. I mean, that's scary, no?
Very scary.
It is. Unfortunately, I think this is going to be the same all across the board. Let's go to the man, I was going to say to the Method Man, but let's go to Marco. Marco, do you agree with Pam and do you agree with Proteus?
Of course, man. Kamaru Usman is looks like the real deal. The guy fights like the Nigerian Nightmare. And Sergio Moraes, he probably should be fighting at 155, to tell you the truth, man.
Yeah.
170, he's a little bit undersized for the weight class. The reach advantage alone is going to be too much for him to handle. So, yeah, it's no secret. I'm riding with Usman here. And see, he's going to style on this guy. It's probably pin him against the cage, you know, throw up a flurry, then take him down, ground and pound him. Late first round TKO for the Nigerian Nightmare, Kamaru Usman.
I totally agree with everyone, guys. I'm not even going to spend time on this one, just because it's such a major. I mean, this is a fight that was put together ahead of time, and it's not even close. So I even had to call Nate on this one.
Fuck that.
Thank you. All right, so. Yeah, I'm going with Usman. Same thing, guys. All the way around. Second round KO, TKO for Usman. Let's move up, guys, because Nate is not very happy. Let's move up, guys. We go to the friend of the show, guys. Anthony.
Yay.
Reinhardt Smith, 29 years young, 27 and 12, and really just surging like crazy. He is the favorite at a minus 120, sort of, because this is, like, I think, a pick-em, I think Marco would tell us. He will fight Hector, the Lightning Lombard, and not to mention Valerie's boyfriend, 39 years young. That we can verify. I don't know about the Sergio Moraes, but we know, yeah, exactly. We know that Lombard is at least 39. 34-7, 1-2. 5'9 versus 6'4. This has got to be interesting. The almost 40-year-old Cubu is with, of course, ATT, so we wish him the best in what's going on with Florida. Lombard, of course, has lost three straight, 1-3-1 in his last five. Recent losses to Hendricks, Henderson, and Magny. Deeper picture here, guys, he's 4-5-1 in his last 10. Reinhardt Smith, friend to the show, of course, is out of disorderly conduct. He's a large man, guys, out of Omaha, Nebraska, and is on a two-fight win streak. I completely got out of order here. We go to Marco. Marco, will it be the Lionheart or will it be the Lightning?
Man, it pains me to say, man. I mean, Anthony Smith is friend of the show, but I don't think it's going to be his date on Saturday. Hector Lombard,
wow,
for whatever it's worth, only loses to the best. He doesn't lose to chumps. And what is the best win of Anthony Smith's career? Tell me. Try to mention what is the best win for Anthony Smith. For what? But to that, I mean, Ricky Lombard was the former Bellator champion, for whatever that is worth. And he always been a contender on the division at 170. His right now 185 hasn't been the most stellar one. But back in the day, man, the guy could put it on you. And he still got those fast hands, man. If he catches you on the first round, Lombard has so good pinching instincts. He will knock you out. And I think that's what's going to happen, man. I see Loma got a few fights left on him. And I think that they put him against Anthony Smith, not because they want to beat Anthony Smith, but because they want to rebuild Hector Loma's confidence. Because he's still a draw in Australia. He's still a draw in the Florida area. So it's not going to end that well for Anthony Smith. Hector Loma, he finished you early. So it's going to be a first-round knockout for Hector Loma.
Wow. Son of a gun. That really did throw me for a loop. I'm not going to lie, fam. And not because we're big fans of Anthony Lionheart Smith, but Lombard hasn't looked good in his last 10, let alone in his last 5. So, Marco, an emphatic first-round KO for Hector Lombard. Tammy, we go to you. Will it be Valerie Letourneau? I mean, Hector Lombard, or will it be Anthony Lionheart Smith?
Okay, I think this fight...
Does anyone even get the Valerie Letourneau reference? Does anyone get that?
Of course I did. But
okay. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Pam.
Keyword, I was listening to what Marco said, but keyword there, what Marco says was, back in the day, he was a force to be reckoned with. Back in the day, his last win was in 2014 against Jake Shields. So, and I'm not saying that that's bad, but I just think, you know, he's 39 in Cuban years.
But I'm bummed.
5'9". So he's 5'9 with a 71-inch reach, where you're looking at Anthony, 6'4 with a 77-inch reach. Now, both of these guys have KO power. Hector with 19 KOs and Anthony with 13 KOs. But Anthony's last two wins were by KO or TKO. I'm going with Anthony, and I think it's going to be quick because I think both of these guys are coming out to fight. And I just think that he's just going to have the reach, the height advantage. And I'm doing first-round TKO, but I'm looking at Anthony Smith. The end.
Yeah, you know what?
Pretty good.
I agree with you, Pammy. I mean, I'm not going to go out of turn, but I agree with you. We go to the one and only Prados. Prados, everyone's going early finishes here, and everyone's going KO. Marco going with Mr. Letourneau. Pammy going with Anthony. I got that, Pammy. We go to you, Prados. Will it be the Lionheart or will it be the Lightning?
First of all, I wanted to say that it's very nice to see Anthony Smith on the main card. I think the last time we had Lionheart on the program was the Kansas City show, and he was buried down on the early prelims, which I was very upset about. I'm very excited to see all of the good things that are happening for Anthony right now. And of course, our boy Shutdown Safety, you know, they're there on site doing some videos. If you're interested in that, go check them out. Flow Combat. I'm going to go here. I can't really disagree with what Marco has to say, that Hector Lombard in the past, as Pam alluded to earlier, that he was a force to be reckoned with. And I don't know where he's at right now, but we know that Anthony Smith is a bad son of a bitch. And if you have any questions about that, go back and listen to our interview. Go back in the archives and listen to our interview with Anthony Smith the first time we had him on. This guy has had a lot of fights. This guy is very, very tough. Friend of the show, of course. And going up against a very tough competitor in Hector Lombard. We all know who Hector Lombard is. This is Anthony Smith's chance to become a household name, or at least kind of build off of what's left of Hector Lombard. I think that this one's going to go the distance, Tony. I think it's going to be a very, very good fight. I think both guys are going to get hurt in this fight. I think that it's going to go back and forth, and it's going to be split decision for Anthony Smith. I think that Hector Lombard, sans, non on it, supplements,
is a little bit depleted. Thank you, Tony. Is a little bit depleted. He's not kind of the. He's not really the same guy he used to be. I'm going to take Anthony Smith by decision split.
Wow. So Cody is going via decision. I don't see. There's no way I see that happening, guys, at middleweight. There's. I could be wrong, but not with Lombard's chin. I'm going with Pammy. I'm going Anthony Lionheart Smith, no doubt about it. I think he's going to finish. Unfortunately, Lombard early. I think Lombard's chin is long gone, guys. As John Bones Jones's career late in the next couple of years.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. So let's move up, guys. Boy, that I give myself crickets on that one. I'll remind me to put crickets on that one, guys.
Crickets.
We go
crickets.
To the welterweight. We go, Pammy.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Pam broke my heart on this one. Thiago Alves drops off because apparently he can't leave Florida, I guess.
Right.
He brings in newcomer Alex Reyes to the UFC, that is 30 years young, 13-2, 5'11". He's a huge underdog at a plus 330, 350. Alex, of course, coming out of Hollywood, California, making his UFC debut, and he has one of the tough guys. He is, guys, however, on a 13-fight win streak. Not kidding. Reyes lost his first two pro fights, has won every single one, but he's facing Pam's favorite, Mike Platinum Perry. And if you don't believe it, look at his face. Platinum Perry, 25 years young. I got nothing on that one, guys. Really? Darn, he has a tattoo that says platinum over his eyebrows, guys. I'll give myself that. Mike Platinum Perry, 25 years young, 10-1. Losing, of course, to Pam's favorite, Alan Joe Bond, 5'10". A huge favorite now at a minus 45. Pammy, we're going to go to you, even though this has nothing to do with Alan Joe Bond. We're going to go to you, Pammy, just because we can't play Careless Whisper, but we can play. Pammy, we go to you.
Okay.
Will it be
Okay. So this fight, I think it's going to be a really crazy fight packed with violence. I mean, crazy violence. So if you are, you know, blood makes you queasy, do not watch this fight. Mike Perry is a striker. Alex Reyes is a striker. He's a grappler. He's a kickboxer. Mike Perry was a Florida amateur Muay Thai champ. So, but you know what? I'm going at... looking at the last fights, Mike Perry is not good with pressure. He gets sloppy and he drops his hands when he's tired. I question his cardio because he's had all those first round KOs. So he gets tired, and I think Alex Reyes, he's just coming off of a fight August 24th. He's fresh.
Oh.
And I mean, you know, taking this fight on such short notice, he is a King of the Cage lightweight welterweight champ. It's a great matchup, but his last loss was in 2007. I am picking this, and I'm going off the whatever. I'm picking Alex Reyes, first round KO or TKO.
You're going off the whatever? What does that even mean?
The whatever. I'm going off the whatever. Everybody else is picking Mike Perry to win this.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm just
fair enough.
Opposite. That's the whatever.
Opposites,
you know?
Opposites attract. Yeah. What was that song?
That's what's her
Paula face? Abdul. That's Paula
Abdul.
Abdul.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
There it is.
But anyway, so that's the whatever. Yeah, so I'm going
Pammy's
with the whatever.
Studying all of us and going with...
TJ, who's your mama?
Wow.
Hey, he's fighting all
right, so
Hollyweird,
with...
so...
Oh, Hollyweird. That was a good one, too.
Hollyweird.
Oh.
And Pam, did you call it? What round?
I said first round KO or TKO. I think these both of these guys are going to come out swinging like a bunch of crazies, like a bunch of bonkers locals, man.
What? Well, looks like Pam's going to be singing Bopo again TV. Next week, guys. There's no doubt about it. Wow, Pammy, really? Oh. I'm shocked by that one. Okay.
Yeah, Proteus wanted to know what Bopo's locos are.
Yeah, I mean, translate.
Bopo's locos forever, isn't it? Crazy dudes. Bopo's locos forever.
Yeah, crazy, those crazy dudes forever. Wow.
Yeah, you got to watch Blood In, Blood Out.
As Marco
we'll call
says,
you no more,
what do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
Oh,
all right, guys.
We're holding up the line.
Yeah, we go to Proteus, the voice of reason. Please tell me you don't agree with Pammy on this one.
The Platinum Perry is not going to win?
Yeah.
Platinum Perry is definitely going to win. I don't...
Hi, guys. Coming up to 10. Stand by.
2 minutes. 2 minutes. Listen, I have to agree here, Pam, not with Pam, but with everybody else. Platinum Perry coming in on having a short notice fight against this fella. I picked all the short notice people the last time out, and that didn't work out for me. Platinum Perry seems like he's very focused. If you heard him on Ariel's The Fortnite, and it really is turning into The Fortnite now, guys, it's 5 hours. I don't know if you've noticed. We've been increasing the hour amount by 1 hour every time we get another year. So it's definitely turning into The Fortnite. Yes, thank you, Tony. I love it. That's the best. But it distracts me. Play it again.
All right, sorry. Here we go.
Chuck away.
Thank you. So Platinum Perry looked very focused on Ariel's show, or sounded very focused on Ariel's show, and he actually said that he was very concerned that his opponent would not make it out to the fight. Everyone else was rescued from the hurricane, except for this gentleman, Mr. Tiago. Sorry? Tony, can you do it for me?
Tiago
Alves.
There you go. See, we have to get it right in the Portuguese because Tony is the Portuguese speaker. Let's get it right. Veteran, Tiago Alves. Right?
Alves.
Does it sound right? Sorry. I apologize.
Like Elvis with an A.
It's my Canadian accent.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going to get correctly right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's a good one.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Anyways, he had stated on Ariel's show that he was very concerned that his opponent would not get out of Florida because he had a call. Everyone else got a call. Luke Rockhold got the call to get out of Florida before the hurricane. So I don't understand what's happening with this fight. First of all, undisclosed. Like, what does that even mean? You have to tell us why he's not there, right, Tony? You got to
tell
us Ariel why he's
not
there.
The wife and the baby were out there, and he stayed with the wife and the baby. Yep.
Yeah, but that was Monday.
Either that, or he didn't want to get tested at the fight.
Excuse me, bitch!
Marco, do you want to be the voice of reason here?
No, regardless.
Dude, when it comes to the hurricane, dude, sometimes life takes priority over fighting. And if, let's say, his house can be compromised, you put aside fighting and you take care of freaking business, man. Is your family, like, what happened with the freaking football games from Miami versus Tampa Bay? They canceled it because it was more important for those football players to evacuate their families and to actually play a football game. And they get paid way more than what Tiago Alves has, man. So I don't blame him. If he was his family, he was his family, then do what you need to do to get your family, man. There's more important things right now going on in Florida than just a fight, you know? So good for him.
The voice of reason.
Now I feel bad.
Mm-hmm. No, the voice of reason. That's why I brought him on. That's why I asked him. He has recently gone through something that none of us have gone through. So
I thought it was good to get the voice of reason on there. But, I mean, Platinum Perry is going to take this newcomer out, man. I mean, I don't care when he fought last. I was looking through his fights, and I think there was one that he fought on that was called the Fist of Fury or something like that. So, no, I'm not going to take him here. I'm going to take Platinum Perry. I'm going to take him early, first round. Platinum Perry, as much as I don't like his face tattoos, it seems to be, you know, a heavy hitter, and I think that he can get this done early. As much as I appreciate Alex Reyes stepping up for the fight, I don't think he's going to get it done. I think he's going to get KO'd pretty early, but I appreciate the fact that he's going to get into the UFC by being KO'd by Platinum Perry. First round KO. Thank you, Tony.
Wow. All right. So I totally agree with Proteus. We are going to go with you, Marco. Marco, do you believe it's going to be Reyes, like Pammy said, or do you think it's going to be Platinum Perry?
Ah, come on, man. First of all, the Vegas thoughts, absolutely right. Alex Reyes, if he was this good, he would have been called to the UFC a long time ago.
Thank you.
So his last loss is in 2007. He's 10 years ago. It's 2017, and he hasn't got the call from the UFC. That tells you all you need to know. He ain't that good. Mike Perry, on the other hand, we have seen him. The guy is a freaking straight killer. Yeah, he got one loss, and that loss was by decision. And even in that freaking loss, he looked freaking outstanding. Platinum Perry is a real deal. He's young. He got a chip on his shoulder. He always brings the fire. He moves forward and put unrelenting pressure. I mean, he tries to knock your head off every single time he hits you. Alex Reyes is going to be happy to be there. You know, he's going to get his UFC debut. UFC jitters are going to hit. And then he's going to realize he's on the freaking case with a monster that wants to get aspirations of being a champion one day. Perry's going to knock this guy's head off right off his shoulders in the first round. Good for Reyes for taking the fight. Hopefully they keep him around because, you know, he did UFC a solid. But like I said before, if the guy was this good, he would have got the call a long time ago. So I think he's just going to be a guy that they're going to throw there for whoever needs a fight. And that's about it. So my Perry first round KO.
So Marco being the voice of reason, first round KO, Mike Perry. Proteus agreeing. Pammy, the only one that's being a rebel here.
Yes.
Taking Alex Reyes in the first round KO. I'm going with the Platinum Perry special, which is a second round KO. So I'm going Platinum Perry second round KO, and poor Alex Reyes unfortunately won't see it coming to him. So I don't think it's going to be pretty. That's for darn sure. But at least he made it to the big leagues. Let's move up and wait, guys. Or actually, down and wait. Up and wait.
Up.
David Branch, 35 years young, allegedly. No, I think that's a real 35, right? Not the Sergio Moraes 35. That's
35?
A legit 35. Yeah. 21-3, 6-1, a plus 325 alien out of New York, the Brooklyn native fight out of Renzo Gracie. Did you get that? Renzo? Royce? I got crickets on
the
head. Renzo Gracie. Yeah. Branch, what of course is his first UFC comeback fight and is on an 11 fight win streak. Mostly, of course, out of the UFC, his last loss via decision to Anthony Rumble Johnson. That's right. He will fight, AKA's own Luke Rockhold, 32 years young. And Mr. Lovato is 15-3, 6-3, a huge favorite at a minus 450. Rockhold, of course, has been making the rounds of the gyms, being, of course, out of Henry Hoof's gym right in Florida. Rockhold, of course, losing the belt to Bisping over a year ago. Hasn't fought since. Before that, Marco, his last fight to TRT Vitor via spinning heel kick. And before losing to Bisping, he had won five straight. Marco, we go to you. Will it be the New Yorker Branch, or will it be Santa Cruz's own Luke Hockle?
Okay. Of that 11 fight win, Steve Branch, the best win the best name of that is Down the Hill George Nokane. Besides that, it's a whole bunch of who the fuck is that guy? He just lost us Anthony Rumble Johnson. So, I think Branch is a good fighter, don't get me wrong, because 7-11 fight winning streak, regardless, it's still an accomplishment. But you got to see the quality of the opposition. Facing him is the former middleweight champion, Luke Rockhold, that because he took a guy lightly,
Tony,
a guy that he already defeated, that's why he lost the belt. I don't think Rockhold is going to take Branch lightly. I think he's going to want to make a point. And I think he's going to school Branch. Rockhold is better at every single aspect of the fight game. He's a better striker. He's a better grappler. He got better cardio. He got the better reach. Got the better submission.
Better looking.
That was going to be the last one. Except for taking the joke away. But he's better looking. He's not married Lovato anymore. They broke up, but it's okay. He doesn't have a problem finding girlfriends. Branch is going to give you an honest fight because he likes to pressure forward. But that's going to be his undoing. I think Rockhold is going to win it any way he wants it. So I'm going to make a little Rockhold special on this one. He's going to strike on Branch. Branch is going to try to get a takedown. And then Rockhold is going to go on the back and put a combination triangle lambert on this guy and completely make a point. The former middleweight champion is on a warpath to get his belt back. And I think by this time next year, Luke Rockhold will be the champion again. So Luke Rockhold, let's say, early second round summation by triangle lambert combination. Let's make it pretty.
Wow. So what round, Marco?
Second.
Wow. So Marco going with, I think everyone's going to pick, which is Luke Rockhold, second round submission. Pammy, we go to you. Will it be David Branch or will it be Luke Rockhold?
Okay. You know what? I'm excited for this fight. Now, had the Empire not been so stupid, you know which fight we would be watching right now? We would be watching Luke Rockhold and Gegard Mousasi, which would have been awesome. But anyway,
I agree with you. Completely agree with you on that.
Right? So, but here we are. You know what? I think Luke finally got his head out of his ass. And David Branch, I mean, you know what? A lot of people are really pulling for Branch because a lot of people don't like Luke Rockhold because he's an ass. But you know what? I mean, he is. If you look at athlete, there should be a picture of him. Athlete. He's a wrestler. He's a world champion jiu-jitsu. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He's a red belt in le-jitsu, which is French, I think. No kidding. And I think he's got. You know, I think he's got a chip on his shoulder. I think he's still very angry from his loss to Bisping. And I am a second round TKO.
Wow, all right, so Pammy's going quick, but while I played Pony for her, she chose Luke Rockhold, second round, TKO. Tonius, I'm going to go to you because this is a good bout here in the middleweight division. There's a lot of contenders. David Branch.
Chuck away.
Of course, the champ, Michael Bisping.
Chuck away.
Yep.
Chris Weidman.
Chuck away.
The alligator.
And of course, Proteus. The one and only Luke Rockhold. Proteus, we go to you. Do you agree with Pam that's going to be a second round KO, or do you agree with Marco? Second round sub.
I know that we're calling him the crocodile, right? But I think since his injury, he might be the alligator now. I apologize. No, listen, I believe it was Marco that mentioned Luke Rockhold moving around and trying something new out. If you remember back to when we had Javier Mendez on, Tony, if you don't remember that, anybody that's listening, it's in the archives. Just look for Javier Mendez. We had him on, and he
encourages his fighters to go out and try new things and experience new camps. He told us that himself. So I'm not really worried about the change in camp as much as I am worried, Tony, about the layoff that Luke Rockhold has had. Of course, that last loss, June 4th of 2016, ladies and gentlemen, for the championship. I mean, that's over a year ago. And, of course, he lost his title. That's not good. And then, of course, if we remember back to the fortnight when Luke Rockhold was on there, he said that he was going to pursue his modeling career. And, of course, as we know, since
modeling
he's taken a fight. Huh?
I think he's going to be modeling that belt pretty soon.
Oh, here we go.
Go ahead. Sorry. I'm
well,
sorry.
See, Pam, I was on a roll there, and then you said something, and now I forget exactly
where
I was going.
Was that a good visual?
No, I mean, he could get back there, but I'm very concerned about that layoff. I'm very concerned about the fact that he wasn't fighting. I'm very concerned to know where his head is at. And, of course, we know that Luke Rockhold is a Scott Coker kind of guy. We know that he's not really happy with his contract at the moment. So I don't know where Luke is at. He should win this fight. He should take David Branch down. I mean, even if Branch takes it to the ground, as I expect him to do, I think Luke Rockhold has got his number there. I think that Luke Rockhold can really take advantage of David Branch on the ground. And submit him there if it decides to go to the ground. This is one of these kind of fights, Tony, as we've mentioned in the past, that I really have gone back and forth on, because David Branch sounded very, very good on the Fortnite, as we mentioned earlier, with Ariel Helwani on Monday. He sounded very good. I did believe what he was selling me, you know what I mean? And I don't really believe a lot of hype. Tony, if anybody has been listening to the show for a long period of time, I don't believe a lot of hype, but I think that David Branch is very focused. I think that he is wanting to go on a title run. With Luke's time off, it concerns me, and I'm sorry I'm breaking it down so much. This is how much I've thought about it. I apologize. But I think that the safe money, I think you have to bet with Luke Rockhold, just because he's been the champ. He's taken on that high-end competition. You know what I mean? David Branch was a champion in the World Series of Fighting in two divisions. But again,
PFL.
That exactly. Thank you, Marco. World Series of Fighting does not even exist anymore. As Marco mentioned, it is now called the PFL. What? I'm going to take Luke Rockhold.
Don't believe the hype.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you very much. That is an awesome drop. Those are my boys. I'm going to take Luke Rockhold. I'm going to take him. I think it's going to go a while, though, Tony. I think the layoff with Luke Rockhold is going to show. If he doesn't get finished early by David Branch, it's going to go to the fourth, and Luke Rockhold is going to finish it there. I'm going to say by head kick knockout. Thank you, Tony.
I think Proteus has been reading my notes, not joking. So there's no way. Listen, Luke Rockhold, his ground game is fantastic. No doubt about it, guys. But he cannot submit Hanso Gracie Black Belt. It's just not going to happen.
No, he's not submitting him.
Even with the size difference, et cetera, it's not going to happen. So I do think the layoff is gonna be an issue. I think the gas tank, believe it or not, for Luke Rockhold is going to be an issue just because of the layoff. I mean, he's been off for a long time, guys. So I think he's going to start gassing. And I think third round, I think Proteus has been reading my notes. I think he's going to kick him to the body, hurt him real bad, and I think he's going to finish him with the punches. So I'm picking Luke Rockhold, no doubt about it. Third round KO. Let's move up, guys, because we have a lot of news that have come up. So let's go into let's get out of here on this. Before we leave, I want to go through the spin cycle with Pam, because Pammy, you got to see it on Monday.
Okay, no spoilers. We were going to go, and it was so rainy and yucky that we ended up not going, and so we're going this Monday. I'm sorry.
Oh, what? Thank you, dummies.
Can we get Cedric to say fucker?
You know what? He's actually being quiet right now because I gave him Moody.
Boy, all right, so we bombed on that one. I was hoping Pammy could break some news, but all right, let's get out of here, guys.
Oh, hey, real quick,
Pammy,
don't forget,
we go ladies
Jason
first.
Jason Knight on Sunday, y'all. Don't forget, join
Jason
in,
Knight.
Tune in. Or, yep.
Take
Nick. Have a great rest of the week, everybody, and we'll talk to y'all on Sunday. Cabrones.
Oh man, he told us he made me laugh on that one. Pammy, wow, calling us effers on the way out. And Pammy, of course, booking Jason Knight for us. Proteus, we go to you. Closing statement, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm going to co-sign with Marco. The last time we talked, you all need to watch Ozark on Netflix. It is so good. Not only is Jason Bateman the director, a writer, and the lead star. Fantastic. You got to check it out. Ozark on Netflix. And like that.
Not yet. Marco hasn't gone. Wait a second. All right. So Ozark, I'm in episode 8. What, did you get through all of them, Proteus? Pam, are you watching
no,
it too?
No spoilers.
Yeah, watch it. I'm watching it.
No spoilers, please. All right, no spoilers. What? Did you already get through all of them, Pammy?
No.
No spoilers.
Good. All right, let's not get. No spoilers. All right. Marco, close out your show, my friend.
Okay. For all of you gamers out there, I am knee-deep on Destiny 2. Activision and Bungie did it again. The game is epic. It's awesome. All you Destiny freaking fans for the first franchise, check Destiny 2. Follow Tony at IMDG Tony. Follow Produce and at Produce. Follow Pan at Pandora Box. Follow me at Maldo Marco. Follow the Dang Show at another MMA cast. Rate and review us, knuckleheads. We need the freaking reviews. This Sunday, Jason the Kid Diaz, also known as Jason the Kid Knight, also known as Kid Diaz, is going to be on the show with Produce, Pam, and Tony. We better leave you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fights.
That's right. So follow Pam, of course, at Hick Pam. Follow Proteus at Hick Proteus. Follow Marco at Hick Marco. I'm joking, of course. But of course, thanks to Pam, we will have Jason Knight this Sunday. Proteus. And like that. Marco.
Fuck your bitch ass belt too.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.